Welcome to the podcast, Happy and Single. I'm your host, Joseph Anderson. You can find me on Instagram at The It's Possible Guy. And today's episode 189, and it's entitled, Your Actions Don't Have to Make Sense to Anyone Except You. You know, I was watching a particular video on Instagram, and it showed, you know, two treadmills. And at one particular treadmill, you know, one person was running normal. And on the other one, they were holding a weight to the side of the treadmill, and they were basically running like really, really low to the ground. Now, if anybody looked at that, it would look really funny. However, then it shows a clip. This is actually, this video was on Nicholas Peddy, P-E-D-D-E or something, on his Instagram page. And then he shows a video after that that shows this girl that was on this treadmill that, you know, she's running some, I don't know what they call it. I think it's luge. You know, so she's practicing, you know, you basically, you know, run with one hand on your sled and then you hop on. And so she was practicing her running when it matters the most, you know, getting that sled ready. I think so many of us waste so much time. I believe that we have an idea of either what we desire to do or what we're guided to do or even what we want to do. And we might not even understand it ourselves entirely. Well, that's where we have to leave the understanding to the Lord. I mean, Proverbs 3:5-6, it literally says, lean not unto thine own understanding. I don't know about you guys, I definitely lean to my understanding many different times. Well, why is this important? When you don't trust yourself, when you don't trust your gut, when you don't just trust in what feels good and what feels peaceful to you, I believe that Heavenly Father speaks to each of us through confirmations of peace and joy. Well, sometimes it doesn't look like it's working out. And other people might even say so. They're like, if that was supposed to work out by, it would have worked out by now. That stuff doesn't matter. You know, maybe there's a particular avenue that you've been guided and directed to move. And you started, and then you're just like, I don't know how this is going to work out. It's like there's a quote from The Chosen that I love that says, it feels right, but is it? When you have that confirmation, that peace, and that just knowing of what is the right thing to do for you, all you got to do is that. I mean, how much time are you going to spend worrying about what everyone else is thinking about what you're doing with your life? And there's a quote that I like from an early prophet named Brigham Young that says, I care about two opinions in the world, what I think of me and what Heavenly Father thinks of me. Now, I can say that plenty of times, and there's sometimes that I probably can, you know, get away with saying that, but there's plenty of times that I worry what people are thinking about me, including family members, including extended family members. But what if we didn't? Like, what if we were so certain of ourselves? What if we were so sure of that feeling and that direction and that peace and those confirmations that we've experienced? that we just moved forward. Even if you could only creep forward, but you just moved forward. I mean, how different would your life be if you didn't spend so much time doubting? Whether that's doubting your career path, whether that's doubting the path of your hobbies, whether that's doubting the path of developing new talents. What if you just didn't worry about it? You know, there was a phrase that was said, our church just had this giant, giant conference. Well, we had the first day of it today, and then tomorrow we have it as well. And one of the things that was said is go boldly before the throne of God. And what I took that as for me is ask Heavenly Father what it is that you want. Ask for the things that you desire, the experiences that you desire. He can and will provide. All he asks us is to be willing and to trust him. I mean, how much time do each of you spend worried about whatever everyone else is thinking? Or even about some of the thoughts that are going through your own head. Like once you've had that confirmation, even if you have doubts and fears and things go through your head, that's okay. That's just part of life. We've all got that crazy leprechaun thinking that stirs us up and makes us overthink. I mean, what if you were able to just move forward with faith? And even just the faith that you do have. One of the things that came to me today was there's plenty of times I say I don't entirely understand how things are going to work out. And the thought that came to my mind is, well, Joseph, what do you understand? And I think that's different. It's like, well, I understand that when I do the things that I feel guided to do, I feel really good. Okay, that's probably an indicator. I mean, feeling good and feeling peaceful and joyful, that's probably saying that you're on the right track. I mean, you think about it. What is it that sets you off? What is it that makes you step off of your path? And when I say your path, I mean the path that feels really good, joyful, peaceful, all those wonderful things. Is it second guessing yourself? Is it second guessing that you're not entirely certain what Heavenly Father wants you to do? You can take that time and get clear. I guess the other thing coming to my mind that is most people barely know what they're doing in their own lives. Only take wisdom when it feels peaceful and joyful. If it's something you're thinking about going forward on, I mean, there's more to it than that you guys can hear in other episodes. But my point is, like lately I've on Facebook quite often, little messages will pop up from different Facebook groups, and many of those are single groups that I share my podcast in. Well, some of that advice is just horrid. I mean, it is so bad. Free advice is worth what it costs. Now, I do believe you can always ask the Lord, and the advice that he gives you, the counsel that he gives you, you can take that to the bank. But as far as asking everyone else, especially there's this fishbowl effect or this echo chamber effect, probably better yet, if you're asking a bunch of miserable people what you should do in your life, and just being real, there's, I don't sit and read all of those posts. It just, when they pop up, sometimes I'll glance at them. But there are so many people that are struggling. And there's so many people that are sad, and there's so many people that are hurting, and there's so many people in there that are doing the best they know how, given all the struggles and everything they've gone through in that moment. And I will also say, I would not take much advice from anybody. If you ever take advice from anybody, and I do, I believe we can learn from people, make sure it feels right to you. Because plenty of times, especially on those, somebody's just writing whatever they feel in that moment, and it could be the worst advice in the world. I guess what I'm really saying is trust yourself. Trust that the actions that you've been guided to take on your path will lead you not only where you desire to go, but to the promised blessings that Heavenly Father has for you. The less time you spend doubting, and the more time you spend just moving forward, taking the actions you feel guided to take, the happier and more joyful that you're going to be. And also, don't worry whether it looks like they're working or it looks like they're not. The Lord Himself, the Savior, said, "Take ye no thought for the morrow." Don't worry about tomorrow. When you get direction, when you get guidance from the Lord, absolutely follow it. But don't worry how everything is going to work out, because chances are you can't even picture how amazing, how incredible, and how awesome some of those things are going to work out. And even if you've been at this for a long time, don't give up. Sometimes my clients come to me and they're like, essentially the equivalent of Joseph, "I can't believe that I haven't figured this thing out yet." Every one of us has things that we're still trying to understand and explore and move forward on. So don't, if you're struggling, don't feel bad. Just continue to move forward in the ways that you have been guided and led. And don't lean to your own understanding. Don't lean to the left or the right. Just stay in the middle of that path. And you're going to do really, really well. I mean, the analogy comes to my mind. I went bowling with some friends last night. And I hadn't bowled in quite a while, but if you've ever bowled, I actually took a class years ago in college for bowling, of course, mostly for fun. I had no intention to be a professional bowler, but hey, we'll see how the path works out, right? No, I'm just kidding. But there's arrows on the floor, and if you throw your ball between the center and either the center and the arrow to the right, or the center and the arrow to the left, you have a pretty decent chance at getting a strike. Well, if you just stay in the middle of your path and just ignore anything that doesn't feel right to you, and just live your life. Also, I'll add, just try stuff out. You don't know exactly what to do. Just start trying stuff out. Start experimenting. You know, sometimes you'll experiment and, you know, you might try something out, but like, that's not for me. And that's okay. This life was not meant to be a true or false test. It was meant to be an exploration. go enjoy your life. Go live and follow your path and let the other people do them. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you liked what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you can easily find your way back, and go ahead and share about it with all your friends and other people you come in contact with that are just kind of feeling a bit down and, you know, or just wanting more happiness in their life. Also, I know plenty of you out there listening are like, oh my goodness, I would love to experience coaching, but Joseph, I just can't afford it. Well, if that happens to be you, at 11 a.m. on the second Monday of each month, I generally host an Ask Me Anything call. You can come on and receive one-on-one coaching. It's a group format, so there might be other people in the room as well, but it's first come, first serve. And I will literally coach you on whatever it is that you're struggling with, that you want to see, that, you know, that you want to see happen in your life, but you're just not seeing it happen. You know, and also, if you happen to be one of those that prefers a more one-on-one coaching experience, that's what I've done now for 20 years. So if you want a one-on-one coaching experience, then go to josephanderson.co, and in the very first box on the left-hand side, there'll be a form that says apply to work with me. So click there. It'll take you to a form, fill out the form, and then we can get in touch. And once again, guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and you guys have an awesome day.